This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Iranian state TV says a leading Iranian nuclear scientist was killed in a targeted attack that employed explosives and machine gun fire. Israel says the scientist, Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, led Iran's military nuclear program until its disbanding in the early 2000s. Israel has not commented on the attack itself. Iranian state TV said Fakhrizadeh was attacked by armed terrorist elements. He died at a local hospital after doctors and paramedics couldn't revive him. Again, that is from Iran state television. The semi-official Fars news agency, believed to be close to the country's Revolutionary Guard, said the attack happened in Absard, a small city just east of the capital, Tehran. It said witnesses heard the sound of an explosion and then machine gun fire. The agency said the attack targeted a car that Fakhrizadeh was in. Others wounded, including Fakhrizadeh's bodyguards, were also taken to a local hospital. State television on its website later published a photograph of security forces blocking off the road. Photos and videos shared online showed a Nissan sedan with bullet holes in the windshield and blood on the road. A huge blast went off in Mogadishu on Friday, killing at least 7 people, hours after U.S. Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller made an unannounced visit to the Somali capital. Witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up at a popular ice cream shop along the road to the airport. One of Mogadishu's ambulance services said at least 7 people were killed in the attack. Somali police said another 10 people were wounded. The al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility for the attack. That's according to the site intelligence group. Al-Shabaab frequently carries out attacks in Mogadishu. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.